The Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, announced August 3rd that an agreement had been made to share half interest in the college's prized Stieglitz art collection, to be exhibited at both institutions, rotating at two-year intervals. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich colors in the details.
It was famed painter Georgia O'Keeffe who, more than 60 years ago, donated 97 pieces from the estate of her late husband, famed photographer and modern arts agent Alfred Stieglitz, to Fisk University in Nashville, in addition to four of her own very valuable artworks. But why did she do it? Fisk University President Hazel O'Leary.
Well, Georgia O'Keeffe was a great friend of Carl Van Vechten, who actually is a great friend of the Harlem Renaissance. And he spent a lot of time in Harlem, if you've read any of the books of his life. And Van Vechten was a great friend of the gentleman who became president of Fisk University so long ago when I was a student here, Charles S. Johnson, who had been the publisher of the Opportunity magazine and one of the graybeards in the Harlem Renaissance. And it was through the influence of Carl Van Vechten that Georgia O'Keeffe decided to add Fisk to her list of museums to make one of the gifts that was bequeathed at the direction of her late husband, Stieglitz. And so we just, you know, the stars aligned correctly. Carl Van Vechten knew about Fisk and knew of Fisk's great reputation as a university that was considered then, as it is now, among the best in the nation and in the South.
Fisk University was founded in 1866, making it Nashville's first institution of higher learning, and it's consistently ranked high among historically black colleges and universities in America. And on campus, the remarkable Stieglitz collection, comprised of American modern and European masterworks, has been displayed in a special gallery constructed just for it. The university has also kept the valuable collection up to critical standards, as well as 4,000 other artworks it owns, a costly endeavor. In 2004, Fisk sought to sell some of the collection to offset its upkeep, as well as to help infuse the college's languishing endowment. That launched a legal battle between Fisk and the Tennessee Attorney General's office, which monitors charitable giving in the state. Then comes Alice Walton, Walmart heir and Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art founder, who in 2007 offered to purchase a half share in the collection for $30 million. It took Fisk five more years to work out the cost sharing and logistical details. Finalized in a state chancery court this summer, the entire collection will be shown alternately between Fisk and Crystal Bridges Museum every 2 years. $4 million has been deposited in a fund to perpetually care for the collection, $6 million paid toward legal fees and other financials, and the rest is now nested in Fisk University's endowment fund. Again, President Hazel O'Leary.
I was glad I lived long enough to see and settle. It was 7 years.
And President O'Leary is pleased because the university can now better attend to its mission in a crushed economy.
Yeah, and a down economy. And if you're a liberal arts institution with not the largest number of alumni and others to support the university. First of all, of that $30 million that, you know, frankly, has been monetized with this very creative arrangement between Fisk and Crystal Bridges, approximately $22 million of it will be held in endowment, both permanent and also in a restricted endowment. And what that does is it helps Fisk, which is not challenged to have great students, but is challenged because generally, our students are not wealthy. Some 93% are on some form of financial aid. So this builds up our endowment and permits us to offer more scholarships or more robust scholarships to extraordinary students who simply can't afford to be at a university like Fisk.
But as President O'Leary points out, the Stiglitz collection itself enlightens and educates students. Here in the Arkansas Ozarks, 500,000 visitors have wandered through the galleries of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art since its elaborate opening last November. And soon patrons will be able to absorb artworks coveted by Alfred Stiglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe. Museum Executive Director Don Bacigalupi says he's delighted with the outcome between both institutions.
And we're very optimistic that it'll be seen by many, many more people and enjoyed by many people than would ever have had the chance were it to remain solely at Fisk.
Plus, he said the artworks will fit perfectly into Crystal Bridges.
Well, the Alfred Stiglitz collection, as you know, is about 101, well, it is 101 objects, and about 75% of those works are American works, and they're American modernist works from the beginning of the 20th century through about the middle of the 20th century. And that very large, substantial group includes works by the great American modernists that we know, artists like Arthur Dove and Marsden Hartley and Georgia O'Keeffe herself, and many others. And these are artists that are certainly of interest to Crystal Bridges. Many of them are already in the Crystal Bridges collection. But with this Alfred Stiglitz group of works, we'll be able to augment what we have in our current collection and really tell a much fuller, a much richer story of that period in American art. The other 25% of the Stiglitz collection consists of both European modern artists who really influenced the Americans. These are primarily late 19th century artists like Cézanne and Toulouse-Lautrec and artists like that that you would recognize. And these were artists who were inspiring and inspirational to American artists. So they're kind of the framing for what comes later. And then there's a small component, about 5% of the collection, that are African objects. And these are wonderful objects from the Baolé tribe and from Kota and others. And these are objects, these are wood carvings principally, that also were being collected by both European artists and American artists and studied for their wonderful forms and shapes and iconography that, of course, we know famously influenced artists like Picasso and Braque and others. So they, too, have a role in, you know, the history of modernist art as we understand it.
In the collection are 11 pieces by Marsden Hartley, a pioneering American modernist painter nurtured by Alfred Stiglitz and one of several artists also favored by museum founder Alice Walton. Fisk University President Hazel O'Leary also favors Marsden Hartley.
The Marsden Hartley number 3. And the reason I love that so much is we have other earlier Hartleys which show his work when he was under the influence of a more constrained European art style. And the Hartley number 3 is so exuberant and filled with vibrant color and great passion. And if you understand the history of Marsden Hartley, he had a great love affair with a German army officer. And that's what Hartley number 3 is all about, how he felt about this man who he loved greatly and for whom he had great passion. And this speaks to you, no matter what your sexual preference. It's just an exciting and dramatic swirl of color and emotion.
And it will likely be with great emotion that Hazel O'Leary, by that time retired as president of Fisk University, will be on hand to stroll through the inaugural exhibition of the Alfred Stiglitz Collection of Modern American and European Art at the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And if her name sounds familiar, Fisk University President Hazel O'Leary was, in 1993, appointed as the 7th United States Secretary of Energy by then President Bill Clinton, the first and so only woman as well as first and only African American to serve in that office. Oversight, management, and preservation of the Alfred Stiglitz Collection of Modern American and European Art will be jointly conducted by Fisk University and the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The inaugural display at Crystal Bridges timeline has yet to be set.